The July meeting of the Morro Bay Public Works Advisory Board will please come to order. Let the record show that all members are accounted for, either present or accounted for. Three members, June Christoph Jones, John Zwemer, and Matt Makowetsky, are not here, but they're officially excused. So we do have a quorum. And we'll have a moment of silence. Is everyone satisfied with the agenda? So we accept the agenda. Are there anyone have any announcements they wish to make? No. Any written communications?
Jenny Brantley, quick announcement. Morro Bay Historical Society will be having its general meeting on Sunday, August 2nd at St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church at 5:30 p.m. We're having a panel discussion on architecture and design, then versus now. So the Morro Bay Historical Society panel discussion with four experts in building and construction talking about design and materials in architecture from the historical perspective compared to today's modern building standards. Hope you all can join us. Please come. It's free. 5:30, we have a potluck dinner. Thank you. It's real fun. Should be interesting, too.
Okay. Any other announcements? No written communications. The consent calendar, do we approve the minutes for the last meeting? Everybody satisfied?
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's accepted. The next thing is the director's report. Rob?
Just want to highlight the Morro Bay Citizens Tree Committee held their first meeting on June 24th, and the next meeting is scheduled for the fourth Wednesday. Actually, all subsequent meetings are the fourth Wednesday of the month, and the meetings are to be held at 4 p.m. at the Morro Bay Community Center on Coon. Because what was happening is people were going around the roundabout and then entering the ARCO on the exit-only driveway. That driveway couldn't be made wide enough to allow two-way traffic into it. So to accommodate eastbound traffic or westbound traffic getting into the ARCO station, that was the intended direction that they get in through.
Thank you.
Anything else here that anyone has any questions about? And that wraps that up. The next in new business, we have a memo regarding the decorative striping of Morro Bay Boulevard, and I believe that was something that Jenny brought up.
Yes, and I read the memo and I spoke with Mr. Livick, and I understand we won't be painting a line down the middle of the street for traffic considerations and safety, and got it. Thank you.
I just want to highlight that what sets the regulations for traffic striping is the California Vehicle Code, the California's traffic manual, and it's officially known as the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, and our city's own city's municipal code. And these non-official stripings. I couldn't find a way that they would be allowed within the right-of-way. And speaking with some other traffic engineers, they were concerned regarding confusion with traffic striping. So we're recommending against this, at least the striping portion of this project at this time, but that's not to say that other components of it still aren't viable.
Thank you. And I will be pursuing the signage part of the Morro Bay is halfway between San Francisco and LA promotion. And now at least we won't have to fight over what color the line should be. And I will pursue the sign. Mr. Leivick suggested that I take this to Parks and Recreation, as that area of Morro Bay, the top of the Centennial Staircase and the whole staircase area, is under their jurisdiction, Parks and Recreation. Is that correct?
That would be correct. So the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board would probably be, you know, your first step with that. Perhaps talking with the director, Mr. Woods, ahead of time would be a good idea.
Thank you for that guidance. I will do that. Wish me luck. Thanks. The question, in case you didn't hear it, was how is the sign to be paid for? I've been told about a transient vendor fee that has been collected for vendors who come to Morro Bay. I'm not really sure what that transient. The short answer is, I don't know. The bid is $5,000, though, and signs have been used. The transient vendor fee has been used for signage in this town.
I had notes from the last time about the $5,000, and I began to wonder, where's that money coming from, since we seem to be short in so many other areas?
Okay, did that take care of that? Everybody satisfied? Okay, now, in new business, we were going to discuss the water billing and procedures for leaks and the system used in water billing, how we arrive at the billing and so forth. But June Jones was originally the one who brought that up, and as much as she wasn't going to be here this month, we decided to put it off till next month when everybody will be back. And then we also, we have no old business either, so we go to future agenda items. So in there we'll have that water billing stuff, and then next, and the San Jacinto intersection discussion was the one that Matt Makovetsky brought up, and we will have that next month also. And were we going to have the bike committee presentation?
Mr. Davis from the Citizen Bikes Committee, I don't think he was also available in August either, and he was suggesting either September or October for him to come to that.
That won't be then.
Exactly.
Okay. So for August, we have those two things on the agenda at this point, unless something else comes up.
Discussing that project, I believe, but probably as it gains momentum and works its way through the processes, it'll end up being here, because there will be public works components to it.
There will be.
Well, there's...
Of course, most of it is Planning Commission.
Right. There'll be infrastructure requirements for it. I think one of the things they're proposing is, moving the desal plant over there. I saw that on their little site plan. Who knows what's really going to happen with their project as it moves its way through the process.
Well, somebody has proposed an Indian casino.
That's not what I was talking about.
No. That would pack a lot of people in.
I read that article also, and I found it somewhat confusing. It talked about having a college and talked about having a number of things. And I was really wondering, well, what are we really talking about here? And then they talked about cutting out the water that's brought into the plant, and 7 years, I think it is.
I'm not sure. Like I said, I haven't seen the real proposal yet, so I can't.
That judge's ruling that they couldn't use the ocean water
once through cooling
has now been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. So where does that go, you know?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that, see what happens with that.
So anyway, so that ends any more future agenda item talk? No more? If there isn't, we stand adjourned. That sets a record for a short meeting, I think.